Bill, what about the war in Iran and its repercussions at home?
I think it's having an impact in this respect. Gas prices are up, whether it's a buck, buck 50, and people feel that. So the fundamental question that every voter has to answer when they go into the voting booth is, what's in it for me if I vote for X or Y? And right now, that's not great for Republicans. For Republicans to have a shot this fall, gas needs to be at or below $3 a gallon. And if it's not, it's going to be a tough cycle.
Yeah, 33% gas prices have gone up since Trump's war of choice in Iran.
That somehow gets resolved and those gas prices come down and inflation comes down. Does it kind of revert to a regular cycle then?
No, because people are still losing their health care. They're still seeing ICE, you know, the Gestapo in our streets, you know, killing Americans who do nothing more than protest. Like, those things aren't going to stop. And the cult of Trump within the Republican Party, of elected officials specifically, Derek Van Orten and Tom Tiffany, who both, as Bill correctly pointed out, lost the congressional district. I mean, Derek Van Orten lost his district, or Chris Taylor won Derek Van Orten's district by 22 points. Eau Claire and La Crosse were nearly 40%.
It could revert to a normal cycle. Before the war broke out in the Middle East, the generic ballot was a couple points favorable towards Democrats. That's something that Republicans can and compete in and win in. Now it's 5 or 6, and in some polls it's 8 points. That's a much tougher environment for Republicans.